Page 7. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Hey, Ezra. Want to get something to eat?
No, thanks, Matteo. Actually, I'm eating lunch at my desk today. I'm trying to plan my vacation.
Ooh, vacation. When are you taking off?
July.
That's in 3 months. You really plan ahead.
Oh, yeah. Planning is half the fun. Today, I'm reading restaurant reviews.
Wait, restaurants? You're planning your meals?
Sure. I've already got my flight, my hotel, my boat tour, my parasailing lesson. So now, I'm thinking about where I'm going to eat.
Well, here's my advice. Just go for a walk and stop somewhere that looks good.
Yeah, that is not my style.
Well, that's how I found the best meal I've ever eaten. I just trust that things will work out, as they usually do. Exploring is what makes travel fun.
I guess I'm not much of an explorer. That sounds really stressful to me. When I go on vacation, I plan out my whole itinerary in advance. And then, when I get there, I can just follow my plan and not have to think about anything.
Well, just so you know, I've been on some great impromptu road trips. Last summer, a couple of friends and I decided on Friday night we'd take off on Saturday morning. We just got in the car, headed west, no plans at all, played everything by ear, and we had so much fun.
Well, I can see that, but I think if I fly to Phuket during high season without reservations, I'm going to end up sleeping on the beach.
Hey, you never know. Could be a great experience. Lying on the sand, falling asleep to the music of the waves.
Getting arrested for sleeping on the beach.
All right, maybe a hotel reservation.
But I take your point. I'll try to leave room for serendipity.
Yes, serendipity is your friend.